the ship. "What do you want to do?" he asked her, because this wasn't his decision. He was captain, her captain, and in charge of the crew, but not Hecate's master. Nor was she his, either. Hecate considered the question before answering, "Not entirely her call this time. Technically, Seychelles, the gray-skinned, smooth-sided Valkyrie cruiser behind them, was in charge of this mission, granted authority over the entire operation by Brutus himself. Hecate and three of her disc-shaped Aurora brethren detailed to go with her, backed up by a handful of Titans, sharp-sided and sinister, bodies shaped like four-pointed spearheads. 10 ships in total, sent walkabout on a reconnaissance mission. 10 fleet cruisers deployed to find out what the hell had happened to those vessels out there, and why no one knew anything had happened until it was entirely too late. No sense leaving the probes out there, Hecate decided, camera adjusting, zooming in on Henriksen's face. Not sure there's all that much they can do.
Suppose not, he murmured, dropping his eyes to the windows, considering the drifting wreckage outside. Fuck it. Recall 'em, Duclos.
Duclos glanced around, blinking in surprise.
But the probes, our orders...
No, my orders, Duclos.
Henriksen favored the crewman with a flat-eyed stare. Lean face, all planes and angles, turned harsh and angry in the bridge's sparse light. Like all the crew, he dressed in Hecate's midnight blue uniform, torch and keys patch, a silver twinkle on his shoulder. Nothing but the insignia pinned to his collar to set him apart from any of the others. Commander's insignia, this being an Aurora, not a dreadnought or Valkyrie. Silver leaves, not the stars Henriksen wanted, and by all rights should already have earned.
You heard her?
A nod to the camera above them, Henriksen's eyes never leaving Duclos' face.
Probes are useless. Radiation's mucking up the scans. Pull 'em back in, Duclos. Now, if you please.
Duclos hesitated, eyes flicking from Henriksen at the command post to Hecate's camera watching from above.
Aye, sir, he said softly, facing back around.
His hands lifted, reaching for the panels in front of him, and froze there, hanging just above it, brow furrowing as he stared at its polyglass surface. Like he'd forgotten how to work the thing, or he didn't know quite what to do.
Sir?
Another glance at Henriksen, standing at the command post dominating the center of Hecate's bridge.
How are we supposed to...
Duclos trailed off, waving vaguely at the windows, the wrecked ships drifting against a backdrop of black night and stars. Henriksen quirked an eyebrow, looking a question at the camera.
Helm, Hecate called, AI voice filling the bridge. Take us in.
Wait, in?
Shaheen frowned hard at the camera. Serious young woman, that one. Sepia-toned skin, long dark hair pulled back and plaited in a tight regulation braid. Uniform crisp and perfect, no matter how many shifts she stood on the bridge.
In where?
She demanded, looking thoroughly confused. Henriksen shrugged, smiling, nodding to the cluster of ships in the distance. Shaheen stared, eyes wide, mouth sagging open.
There? Sir, I'm not... I really don't think...
No, you don't.
Henriksen's smile vanished, face turning stony and hard.
You do what the lady says.
A touch of one hand to his temple, tipping an invisible cap to Hecate's camera.
Now take us in, Shaheen. Probes can't pick up squat in that radioactive soup, but maybe those fancy new sensors Hecate got installed last month can.
Aye, sir,
Shaheen murmured, throwing an apologetic look at the camera. Slim fingers touched at Helm's panel, bringing the impulse engines to life. A few strokes of virtual keys, and Hecate slid forward, approaching the cluster of wrecked ships. Henriksen stared through the windows, watching those vessels draw closer.
Pharaoh, send a message to Seychelles. Tell her and the others to stay put while...
Why don't you let me do that? Hecate interrupted. Seychelles is in charge of this mission, she reminded him. I'm guessing she might not like being told what...